I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Before they officially sail away, let's chat with women who Captain Sandy said rule the world. Misquoting Beyonce, by the way. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bugsy, Jess, and Aisha from Below Deck Med now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, on Below Deck Med finale night with three stews who can finally toss the preference sheets overboard and follow my primary order to get shady. From Below Deck Med, please welcome Bugsy Drake. Wow, va-va-va Bugsy. Jessica Moore. Hey. And Aisha Scott. Hi, Aisha. Oh my gosh, great to see all three of you. Bugsy, before we begin, your new do is giving us major Caroline Stanberry vibes. Do you even know who Caroline is?
I've actually been tagged in quite a few comments, but no, I've looked her up, but no, I wasn't really familiar until I kind of got tagged in those comments.
By the way, since we're talking about your look, we do have a viewer question that I want to get off right off the bat. Marta M. said, Bugsy, why must you wear every single barrette you own in your hair at once? Is that inspired by Dorit, or is it just, what are you giving us?
Completely inspired by Bugsy Drake, of course. It's who I am, Andy. Like, from my tablescapes, it's creativity, it's who I am. So, yeah, it's just my over-the-top personality.
It's just all you. All right, very good. Well, as the saying goes, hindsight is 20/20, especially if you're on a reality show and get to hear what your coworkers were saying about you behind your back the entire time. So I want to know if my guests are second guessing any choices they made this season. It's time for a round of Do You Regret It? I have questions for each of you about the season. Bugsy, do you regret keeping Alex in the friend zone for so long?
That's a tough question. I'm going to go with yes.
You do regret it.
I do regret it. I think I should have given him a better chance earlier on in the season.
I think that now that you see that things are developing between Alex and I, you're feeling like...
I mean, you know, I'm one of those people who always wants what I can't have.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's definitely making me jealous, Andy.
Yeah, I understand. Jess, do you regret getting so upset over the alleged butt grab after you watched it back?
I regret getting so upset, yes.
You do. Aisha, since you didn't even remember or realize you touched Rob's butt, but got in trouble for it anyway, do you regret not asking his permission for a proper squeeze?
No.
You do not. Bugs, do you regret not enunciating more over the radio so that Jess could better understand you?
Definitely do not regret that at all.
Jess, do you regret getting down in the guest cabin now that you know the cameras caught the audio?
Yes.
Aisha, do you regret calling Bugsy a stain?
No, because it means I love her.
Of course it does.
I love
Bugs, do you regret your chunky statement jewelry or hair clips?
Definitely not.
I had a feeling you didn't. Jess, do you regret your subdued reaction to the surprise scavenger hunt?
Not at all.
Aisha, do you regret allowing Tom to get to you so much that you cried?
Oh, 100%. I wish I didn't cry.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, ladies. Jess, you and Rob took a postseason trip to Bali. Everyone was surprised at the end of the episode when you left and went to Bali. It didn't seem like that was going to happen. The tides were already turning in your relationship before your toes touched the sand. I have a speed round of questions about what happened in Bali. Okay. If you hadn't begged Rob to give up the boat crossing opportunity, do you think he still would have decided to join you in Bali?
No, because his MO apparently is ghosting, so I think he would have just ghosted.
Oh, that's his MO. Ooh. After all your ups and downs, what made you so sure you still even wanted to take the trip together?
I think I was stuck on wanting what we had in the beginning, and I should have just accepted that it wasn't going to be that again.
How long into the trip did you last before you had your first fight?
He tried to back out again once we left the boat and we were on the way to the airport.
Okay, so that was pretty quick. Would you say you spent the trip connecting spiritually or physically?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay. Do you regret going to Bali with Rob?
I do. That's a trip I had been looking forward to forever. So it didn't go well, so I wish I just would have went with alone and met up with friends.
Okay. Well, thank you for indulging me. Now, Bugsy, you are the queen of the tablescape, so it's time to bust out your finest fake diamonds and put them in your largest glass bowl. That's because we're setting the table for some real talk about your team. I played this game with Rob. Now it's your turn to play Stu Oughta Know Round 2. I have questions, Bugsy. Pick your answers between the bobbing heads of Aisha and Jess. Who do you think was generally liked better by the guests?
Aisha.
Who is more responsible?
Aisha.
Who would you rather share a bunk with?
Aisha.
Who gives a better first impression?
Aisha. I'll just leave.
Who would make a better chief stew?
Aisha.
Who's more fun to get drunk with?
Oh, that's a tough one because I don't know. I would say blackout all the time. I don't know, but I'm gonna give that one to you, Jace.
Oh, that's kind.
Oh, thanks.
Who makes better cocktails?
Aisha.
All right. Last up, who is more guilty of rushing through work so she can go on a break?
Jess.
Oh, wow. See that? You got one, Jess. Very
Yay!
Nice. Bugsy and Aisha, Freddie's daughter said on Watch What Happens Live, Jess said she wasn't jealous when Rob spoke to other girls. Do you believe her?
We need to dwell on the subject.
Can I say something? I got jealous because of
Aisha and Rob. I didn't get jealous of just women. It's only women that Rob clearly had an affinity for.
Were you jealous of the charter guests on your last night out in tonight's episode?
Hannah and Aisha are the only guests, and Rob talked to everybody, that I didn't feel comfortable with, and I'm sure we can kind of, you know, see why.
Brenda T wants to know all of your reaction to the news that Malia and Tom have split, and Malia's Instagram stories that seem to suggest that he cheated on her. What do you think, ladies?
I wasn't surprised because I kind of always thought they were ill-fitting anyway, but it's a shame.
All right.
Yeah, I was sad to find out about that.
Yeah. Surprised?
I wasn't surprised.
You were just
no, not surprised. Surprised.
Okay.
I was a little surprised.
Little bit. I want to go to our gorgeous audience who is so turned out. They have some questions for you guys. Bill, what's your question for Jess?
Hi, Jess. You are so beautiful.
Hey.
Big question.
Thank you.
How did you react? How did you react when you saw Rob talking to everyone besides you about the crossing trip? Did you understand how seriously he was considering that? And also, do you think it's just to get a rise out of you?
I think it was to get a rise out of me, and it started becoming a common theme of him talking to everybody else before he was speaking to me. So, didn't feel well.
Okay. Yeah. Erica, do you have a question for Bugsy?
I do. Hi, Bugsy. It's accessories girl, so I love the hair clips. I saw that you and Alex recently reunited in Florida. So we want to know, was this just a friendly platonic meetup, or are you two officially more than friends? Because we're all rooting for you.
Ooh.
I'm not.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Andy's definitely not. To answer your question, I love your earrings. You look absolutely stunning. So thank you for that. But I just want to, yeah, with regards to Alex and I, we are both obviously working on opposite ends of the world. Kind of, I'm still working on a boat, but we met up. We, you know, feelings came back and we kind of just seeing where to from here. We're really good friends. But yeah, we'll see. Sorry,
it's not happening.
I don't know.
I don't believe anything's going to happen. If it didn't happen on the boat, it's not going to happen. Okay, last question. Sam has a question for Aisha. Take it away, Sam.
Great. Thanks, Andy. So Aisha, thank you so much. Why did you continue to talk to Rob when you knew Jess had issues with it and wanted you to stay away?
Ooh.
Well, I didn't know she had issues with me talking to Rob until she came to me about the butt thing, which was like right near the end. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Aisha, thank you, audience. You lovingly called Bugsy a stain this season. So I want to see who else made a mark in your heart that reminds you of a mark in the pants. I'm going to run through crew members you worked on Below Deck Med seasons 4 and 5. For each person, tell us, are they a stain? We're just going to scream out the names of every game we play from here on out. Okay, is Captain Sandy a stain?
Yes, she's my OG stain.
Okay, is Rob a stain?
Yeah, he's a stain.
Okay, and stain again is something good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, is Malia a stain?
Yeah, she's a stain, girl.
Okay, what about Tom?
Yeah, why not? Tom's a stain.
Oh, okay. Is Hannah?
Oh, yeah, she's the biggest. She's a diarrhea explosion.
Okay. Oh, what a compliment. Is Jack a stain?
Nah.
Oh, okay. What about Chef Mila? Is Chef Mila a stain?
Nah.
No. Okay, thanks for playing. Are they a stain? I wonder if the word of the night is stain. I never know. Okay, Aisha, Mark N wants to know if you still think Tom is a spoiled little British brat.
I mean, I probably shouldn't have used such mean terms, but I definitely think he dealt with things in a much more petty way than I've seen other chefs deal with things.
Bugsy, Abby E said, after leaving Alex in the friend zone all season, why'd you decide to make out with him again in tonight's finale? Good question. Not to beat a dead horse, but I do wonder.
Has anyone ever heard of, like, copious amounts of tequila?
Ah, yes. Yeah. Aisha, Caitlin G wants to know how you feel about Hannah's firing after watching it go down on TV.
I thought it was a real shame. It's such a sad way for the season to end. And, you know, I know other, I've known multiple people and had medication myself that no one's reported. So I think it was a little bit OTT, but life, it happened, whatever.
Jess, Kristen L. wants to know, when is the last time you spoke to Rob? And do you think there could be a time when you two are back in a good place? He said he still has love for you, as we discussed. Said he's still in.
Yeah, he said that, and then I saw a message from somebody else that he just said that to gain viewership's approval. So we'll see what the truth is on that. Yeah.
So, well, when so was the last time you spoke to him?
When we broke up.
Wow. So the reunion
in February.
The reunion was the last time you spoke to him.
Oh yeah. So the reunion. Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting. Annabelle X wants to know if you think Malia was telling the truth when she told Rob that she and Tom barely fight. Annabelle finds that hard to believe. What do you think?
Well, they have spent a lot of time apart in the relationship because they've been on different boats. So I could kind of believe that.
Jess, Renata N wants to know why you told Rob let's be single tonight on the final night. Did you really mean it or were you just saying it out of spite?
I would love to address that. So the pretense, what was said prior from him was that he was in a mood and he was like, I just want to have fun tonight. I just want to be on my own. And the way he was saying it made me feel like he was just saying he didn't want anything to do with me. So my rebuttal was, okay, we should just be single tonight. So that's where that came from.
Bobby, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, ladies.
Hey.
So I would like to know which of you still keeps in touch with Hannah and have any of you spoken to her since her last month of pregnancy?
Look at that goblet of wine he's drinking.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah. Okay, so who's spoken to Hannah? Raise your hand. Oh, all of you. That's nice. Very good. Okay. Jess, Mary D wants to know if you still believe Rob and Aisha acted inappropriately.
I think that some of the I think that Rob definitely acted inappropriately just because he only gives his attention to somebody he's very interested in. So I think there's a lot that was going on that wasn't shown. So yes. And then
with Aisha, I feel like it's just, I don't know. I guess I just wish she would have respected kind of my uncomfortableness with like a lot of sexual talk. Like, I don't care if other people do it, but for me, it made it uncomfortable and you never know why it makes somebody uncomfortable. And I think to kind of just kind of respect that without putting the person down about it would have been better.
Aisha, but you have to remember respond? That you hadn't actually said to me anything about the sexual comments. And like the butt thing was the first time you'd ever said anything to me about me and Rob.
What's that?
Like when you hit me up about the ass touch, that was the first time that I knew that you had any discomfort with me and Rob and like all those sexual comments and stuff. Which to me is just yachty banter happened prior to that. So I wasn't even aware that you were watching that and felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I totally get it. I don't know what the original question was. I was just saying that I don't regret it. I don't regret my feelings towards that because
they were your feelings.
It's something that's common sense to kind of respect that and not be a super sexual conversation with other people's men. Like, that's just my thing, but who am I to put my standards on you is all I'm saying. But I don't regret it because that was my feelings and that's the way I treat people. But to each their own.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will leave it there. And it's time to reflect back in time with
This Day in Bravo History.
Okay, this one's a tearjerker. It comes from the episode of Flipping Out called The Good, the Bad, and the Goodbye, which aired on this day 3 years ago in 2017. After countless near-quitting experiences, Zoila finally decided to abdicate her crown. Watch.
I'm done, Jeffrey. I'm done.
You don't want to work here anymore?
No. No. I don't want more problems. I want to stay okay.
Ready to retire?
Yes.
It's time. New chapter. I really appreciate you taking such good care of the baby over the last 6 months. It means a lot to me. And I thank you very much.
I can't imagine how Jeff must feel. And it's devastating. You know, she's family to me, too.
Watching that makes me want to release a dove. Okay, the breakdown of the Below Deck Med finale is just getting started. Kate Chastain, Portia Williams, Gisele Bryant, and Anna Berner have just entered Bravo's chat room to give their hot takes. I wonder if they have any nice things to say about Rob and Jess's relationship. Ladies?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's our after show with Bugsy, Jessica, and Aisha from Below Deck Med and our gorgeous audience. Bugsy, Gabby S. wants to know, after this season, do you think Jess has the potential to become a second Stew?
I definitely do. I think Jess really worked really hard throughout the season. And yeah, kudos to her. I think she's done really well and I think she's got absolute potential.
Dakota L. wants to know if you guys were surprised to see Alex and Anastasia hanging out in Boston a few weeks ago, or were you the one that set them up as friends?
Yeah, I actually messaged Anastasia. I was like, are you guys smashing? Because definitely not.
Oh my God. Sorry to yawn.
Everybody's trying to smash Alex.
I know, except no one was trying to smash him on the boat when everybody could.
Yeah, but he's got mad game now. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
He's a hot commodity.
Mary I said, Jess, it appears you took several shots in the galley during work time. How do you think Sandy would have responded if she knew you were drinking on the job? Can you clear this up?
I can clear this up. Look, I'd be lying. A lot of drinks that I made, if they were more than just a vodka soda splash of cranberry, if they were something a little more elaborate, I always taste test my drinks. But I will say, the first one I taste tested. The second one, I threw back for good measure to make sure.
All right. Before we all part ways and retreat to our various corners of the world, I'd love for my guests to map out the peaks they reached this season and when things went south. It's time for Wellington and Welling Done. Let's hear. We're going to go around and hear everyone's rose and thorn from the season, starting with you, Bugsy.
Okay, I'm going to go thorn first and then end off with my rose. I would say my thorn would definitely be trying to carry out my chief stew role in the middle of working with my friend, being Malia, and her boyfriend, Tom. I don't feel like I was able to, kind of work as well as I would have as a chief stew dealing with a temperamental chef, because I was trying to keep him happy. I was in between him and Malia as my friend. So I found that very hard, and that was definitely my thorn. My rose is a tough one between pulling off the Arabian Nights theme, being my first theme as the chief stew on the season, and pulling off the hair on Alex's back.
All right, what about you, Jess?
My best would be the friendship that I gained from Kiko and Hannah. I would go through that whole season again just to kind of have that experience with them and everybody else as well, but that them particularly. I also really enjoyed learning from Bugs. I learned like a lot from Bugs, and I really appreciated and enjoyed like the way she managed and dealt with me. Like the patience she has and then the way she teaches, I appreciated that. My worst is clearly getting into a relationship. I'm disappointed because I feel like it just didn't allow me to fully bond with everybody else on the crew and then to really enjoy the experience as a whole. It just was toxic, and that's the thorn.
All right, what about you, Aisha?
So I feel like my thorn for the season was coming into it homesick because, you know, Below Deck is literally the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the most amazing experience. And so coming back into that, feeling a little bit homesick, I guess I wasn't as present as I would have liked, and I feel like I didn't enjoy it. Like, I obviously had so much fun, but I just didn't enjoy it quite as fully as I did the first time. And then I think my rose was, I feel real bad because everyone else gave such beautiful, lovely answers, but I feel like my rose was getting to experience that final dinner. Like, I feel like people who haven't been to Palma don't get quite how lucky we were. Like, to sit with in such a beautiful restaurant, watching those dancers, oh my goodness, they were so talented. We had a private show and we had that beautiful cathedral as the background. Like, that is truly a once in a lifetime experience. So I was so grateful for that.
That's great. All right. I want to thank Bugsy, Jessica, and Aisha. Check out the reunion next week. Click around bravotv.com for more good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek. Check it out.
I think the lack of experience that Jess has was hard for her to keep up with the laundry. When Bugsy showed her how to do it, the laundry was never behind. We only have 8 guests. We don't have 12. And a lot of boats run with 12 guests and 2 stews. So they're lucky they have 3 stews.
Hannah, what's your response to that?
I've never seen a charter boat that's 60 meters that runs with 2 stews ever in 12 years.
But there's only 8 guests. There's not 14 guests.
I've never seen a 60-meter charter yacht, no matter how many guests, run with 2 stews.
You've never worked on a 60-meter charter yacht, Hannah, ever.
How would you know?
In your life.
Actually, yeah,
I have. Your resume.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of 2 young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.